Most service-based business owners are stuck at the same revenue number they hit 2 years ago, not because they got worse at their work, because the math of their business has a ceiling and they crashed into it. If you bill for your time, your revenue ceiling equals your hourly rate times the hours in your week. That's it. That's the whole equation. And I'm going to show you the three moves that break that ceiling, how much more money each one makes, and how much less you'll actually work doing it. This is not theory. These are the exact shifts that take a business from $200,000 a year to $1 million. Without hiring a team, without working weekends, and without raising your rate until clients walk away.
Hi, I'm Makita Boehm. I've closed nearly $10 million in tech sales over 4 years, earned seven figures doing it, and here I teach service-based business owners how to use AI, automations, systems, and agents to create more money, time, and options. AI is moving at the speed of daily, and I help you keep up.
Let me start with the math that most people don't want to look at.
If you're a consultant billing $200 an hour and you work 40 billable hours a week, you max out at $416,000 a year. That's the ceiling. And that's assuming every single hour is billable, which it never is. Most consultants bill 20 to 30 hours a week and spend the rest on admin, marketing, sales, and delivery prep that doesn't generate revenue directly. So the real number is closer to $200,000 to $300,000, which is excellent income, but it's not $1 million. And getting from there to $1 million under the time for money model requires one of two things: raise your rate dramatically or hire people. Raising your rate works until the market won't bear it. Hiring people works until you realize you've built yourself a management job instead of a practice. Both paths have diminishing returns. Both paths keep you as the bottleneck. Both paths mean more work, not less.
I changes this math in three ways. Each one makes you more money and costs you less time than the old ways. Way one, capacity multiplication. If AI handles your research, your content production, your client onboarding, and your follow-up, you just freed 15 to 20 hours a week. Those aren't leisure hours. Those are billable hours you can now fill with client work. A consultant billing $200 an hour who frees 15 hours a week through AI automation just added $156,000 in potential annual revenue without hiring anyone, without working more total hours, just by redirecting time from non-billable to billable work. That's the first lever. And it's the easiest one because it doesn't require you to change your business model. You're still doing what you do. You're just doing more of it because AI is handling everything else. If you're a therapist, that's five more client sessions a week. If you're an accountant, that's three more client engagements a month. If you're an architect, that's another project in the pipeline. Same expertise. More capacity, more revenue. Way two, productize services. This is where it gets interesting. Right now, you deliver your expertise one client at a time. Custom proposals, custom strategies, custom deliverables. Every engagement is bespoke. And bespoke doesn't scale. A, I let you productize. You take the frameworks, templates, and processes you use for every client, and you turn them into systems that deliver consistent results without requiring your direct involvement every time.
A consultant who has developed a strategic planning framework over 10 years can build that framework into a product, a guided assessment that walks clients through the process. a report generator that produces customized recommendations based on their inputs, a dashboard that tracks implementation progress.
None of that requires the consultant to be in the room. It requires their expertise to be in the system. That's the shift from selling your time to selling your thinking. And your thinking can be sold to 100 people at the same price you used to charge one. A course that teaches your methodology, a micro app that automates your assessment process, a subscription tool that delivers ongoing value. Each of these is a revenue stream that doesn't require your time to maintain after the initial build.
Way three, recurring revenue.
This is the multiplier that changes everything. One-time revenue is project-based. You deliver, you get paid, you need to find the next client. It's the annual garden. You plant, you harvest, you start over. Recurring revenue is subscription-based. Your client pays monthly, you deliver ongoing value, the revenue compounds. It's the perennial garden. You plant once, it produces year after year.
Here's why recurring revenue matters so much.
A subscription product at $197 a month with 100 subscribers generates $19,700 a month. That's $236,000 a year from one product, running automatically, add a second product, add a higher tier, add a done with you option. The math starts compounding. 500 subscribers at $197 a month is over $1 million a year from one product, without trading time for money, without hiring a team, without being in a meeting.
And here's what most people miss. Subscription businesses are valued at 10 to 15 times their annual recurring revenue when they're acquired. A business generating $1 million in recurring revenue is worth $10 to $15 million if you decide to sell it. That's not income. That's wealth. Real generational transferable wealth.
Now let me connect this back to AI, because without AI, this path didn't exist for solo operators.
Building a subscription product used to require a development team, a customer support team, a marketing team, and months of runway. The cost to build was prohibitive for most service-based business owners. Today, you can build a functional subscription product in a weekend using no-code tools and AI. Not a perfect product, a functional one. One that solves a real problem for real people and generates revenue from day one. I know business owners who have built client portals, assessment tools, lead qualifiers, and content generators using tools like Lovable and Claude Code. No prior coding experience, no development budget, just a clear understanding of the problem they solve and the willingness to start building.
That's the connector method applied to product development. Fast action, build the thing, evidence. Does it work? Does anyone want it? Confidence. The evidence says yes, results, revenue that compounds. You don't need the product to be perfect on day one. You need it to solve one problem well enough that people will pay for it. Then you improve it based on real usage data, not theoretical planning. And I want to be clear, I'm not just telling you this happened for someone else. I'm telling you it happened for me in under 48 hours.
I built an app called Everfreely to prove this exact point.
Here's what it does.
If you run a service-based business, there is money available to you right now that you are not pursuing. Grants, fellowships, pitch competitions, paid speaking opportunities, press awards, government contracts, corporate innovation challenges. Most business owners know these things exist in the abstract, but they never apply because the research alone takes hours. The applications take more hours, and there's no system to manage the pipeline. Everfreely is that system. An AI agent runs every morning and searches curated sources for opportunities that match your profile, your demographic, your business stage, your geography, your revenue range. It scores what it finds, drafts applications using pre-written assets you've already loaded into your library, and surfaces everything in a review queue. You approve, edit, and submit. Nothing auto-submits. You stay in control of what goes out under your name. The first version is for service-based business owners who are tired of leaving non-dilutive capital on the table. Grants they qualify for, but never found. Fellowships they'd be selected for, but never applied to. Speaking opportunities that pay real fees that nobody told them about. That's the exact person this show is for. I built it as an alpha user on MindStudio's Remy tool. Remy is an agent builder. Unlike anything I've used before, I'll put the link in the show notes, because if you're building, you need to see what this tool can do. It starts with the spec, then builds. Since it gives you your GitHub repo, I did then migrate over to Claude Code to finish the build, because Remy was getting pricey, but I highly recommend it for actually having a viable, workable app in hours. Not days, hours.
One person, no development team, no budget beyond the tools I was already paying for. A functional product with authentication, a database, an AI agent running on a daily schedule, a scoring system, and a draft assembly pipeline. That's not a side note. That's the proof. The business you could build with your expertise is closer than you think. The tools cost less than you think. The timeline is faster than you think. The waitlist for Everfreely is open now at everfreely.com. Link is in the show notes.
Here's the path in plain terms. Step one, use AI to free your time from non-billable work. Automate research, content, onboarding, and follow-up. This immediately increases your capacity and your revenue without changing your model. Step two, productize your expertise. Take the framework you use with every client and turn it into a product, a course, a tool, an assessment, something that delivers your thinking without requiring your time.
Step three, build recurring revenue. Move from one-time sales to subscriptions. Monthly value, monthly payments, compounding revenue. Step four, stack revenue streams. Your service business, your products, your subscriptions, your content engine generating affiliate income, your speaking generating authority and inbound demand. Each stream contributes. No single stream needs to carry the whole number. The million doesn't come from one source. It comes from the stack. And AI makes the stack possible because it handles the operational load that used to require a team.
I want to be direct about something. This is not a get-rich-quick pitch. Building revenue streams takes real work, real thinking, real execution, and the timeline is not 48 hours for everything. It's months, maybe a year or two to get to the full number.
But here's what's true. The tools to do this are available right now for $20 a month. The education is free. The distribution channels are open. The market is massive. And the people who start building now will have a 2-year head start on the people who wait. 2 years from now, the consultant who started automating today will have freed enough capacity to double their client load and launched a subscription product generating passive revenue. The consultant who waited will still be trading time for money and wondering why they can't scale. That's the window, and it's closing.
I'll tell you something personal. I believe seven figures in annual income should be normal, not aspirational, especially from the perspective of legacy. The infrastructure you build now feeds your children. The products you create now generate revenue while you're living your life. The brand you establish now opens doors for decades. A mortgage-free 10 acres is the same philosophy as a subscription product generating recurring revenue. Both are assets that produce value without requiring your constant involvement. Both are perennial. Both outlast the season you built them in.
That's asset-based thinking applied to wealth creation. And AI is the tool that makes it accessible to anyone willing to start.
That's the mission. More money, more time, more options, not more hustle dressed up in AI clothing. The point of building these systems is that the money goes up and the hours you spend earning it go down. That's the trade. And it's the only reason any of this is worth learning.
The newsletter is where I break down specific agent setups, tools, and workflows every week. Sign up at seedandsociety.com. If you enjoyed this show and got value from it, I'd appreciate it if you could rate and leave a review. That helps more people get this information. Until next time, continue planting the seeds for a better society.